This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is currently in Coimbatore to release the 21st installment of the PM Kisan Samman Nidhi. The Prime Minister received a warm reception at the airport and is holding a roadshow of 2 kilometers distance from the airport to the venue. The scheme aims to provide financial assistance to land-holding farmers across the country. An amount of 6,000 rupees is paid directly to the farmer's bank account in 3 installments. He will inaugurate the South India Natural Farming Summit. He interacted with the farmers at the venue and visited the stalls of organic farmers. 5,000 farmers attended the 3-day summit. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said the government has expanded social security coverage from 25 crore people in 2014 to nearly 100 crore people at present. Addressing gathering while participating in the centenary celebrations of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba in Puttaparthi, Andhra Pradesh, Prime Minister appealed to the public to support the Vocal for Local initiative by purchasing locally made products and strengthening the local economy.
आज देश कर्तव्य काल की भावना के साथ विकसित भारत की दिशा में आगे बढ़ रहा है। इस लक्ष्य को पाने के लिए नागरिक भागीदारी आवश्यक है। मेरा आग्रह है कि इस वर्ष हम विशेष तौर पर वोकल फॉर लोकल के मंत्र को मजबूत करने का संकल्प लें। विकसित भारत बनाने के लिए हमें लोकल इकोनॉमी को बढ़ावा देना ही होगा। जब हम स्थानीय उत्पाद खरीदते हैं तो हमें एक परिवार, एक छोटे उद्यम और स्थानीय सप्लाई चेन को सीधे
The Prime Minister said that across the country, more than 4 crore such accounts have been opened so far, with savings of nearly 3.5 lakh crore rupees, reflecting growing financial security for girl children. He noted that although Sri Satya Sai Baba is not physically present, his eternal principles of love, service and universal brotherhood continue to guide crores of devotees across the world. Marking the centenary, he released a special commemorative 100 coin rupees and a set of special postage stamps honoring the life, teachings and enduring legacy of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba along with Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu. In Bihar, NDA will elect the leader of his legislative party leader. JDU leader and outgoing Chief Minister Nitish Kumar is likely to be unanimously chosen as the leader of the NDA legislative party. The meeting will be held at 3 p.m. in the central hall of the Legislative Assembly. After the NDA Legislative Party meeting, Chief Minister Nitish Kumar will submit his resignation to the governor and stake claim to form the new government. Earlier today, a meeting of the Janata Dal United Legislative Party was held at the Chief Minister's residence in which Nitish Kumar was unanimously elected as leader of the Legislative Party. Meanwhile, in the BJP Legislative Party meeting, Deputy Chief Minister Samrat Chaudhary was elected leader of the Legislative Party and Vijay Kumar Sinha was chosen as the deputy leader. Nitish Kumar will take oath tomorrow for the 10th time as the Chief Minister of Bihar. The swearing-in ceremony will be held at the historic Gandhi Maidan in Patna at 11:30 a.m. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and many dignitaries will attend the event. Eminent citizens, including judges and retired bureaucrats, have written an open letter condemning the Congress Party and leader of the opposition in Lok Sabha Rahul Gandhi for the attempt to tarnish constitutional bodies like the Election Commission of India. The letter has been signed by 272 eminent citizens, consisting of 16 judges, 123 retired bureaucrats, including 14 ambassadors and 133 retired armed forces officers. Gangster Anmol Bishnoi has been brought back to India today after being deported from the United States of America. Anmol Bishnoi, who is the brother and close aide of gangster Lawrence Bishnoi, was arrested by the NIA. The investigating agency said U.S.-based Anmol Bishnoi had been absconding since 2022. Benchmark domestic equity indices, the Sensex and the Nifty, were trading over 0.5% up during the last hour of trade today. The Sensex gained 541 points to 85,214, while the Nifty climbed 148 points to 26,065 when reports last came in. Curaçao, the Caribbean island, scripted history, becoming the smallest nation ever to qualify for the FIFA World Cup football. A draw against Jamaica and Kingstown sparked celebrations across the island of barely 1,56,000 people. And that is the end of this news bulletin.